This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome everyone to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you can do so by calling in the toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I'm your host, Vincent, and in studio we are joined by
Mark.
And boy, do we have actually some good news for once. We have good news for once. People are standing up against the medical tyranny that has been infecting this country. And when I say medical tyranny, no, not the tyranny of a hidden enemy or an invisible virus. We're talking about the tyranny that is brought to us by the usual suspects. In this case, not even particularly the federal government. We have the state governments initiating this tyranny. We have here today the big story of the day. Drivers swarm Michigan Capitol to protest coronavirus lockdown measures. We have another news, I guess more economic news. We have Donald Trump names WWE's Vince McMahon as advisor to restart the U.S. economy. I mean,
I love that that's called economic news.
Well, if a guy is a billionaire, and I mean, he did turn WWE at one point in time was one of the, it was almost like an entire monopoly where turned
Vince McMahon's a showman, and I think that it has now become appropriate that we have a guy who's got some level of control in the economy is a showman. Just goes to show that the economy is at this point a bunch of smoke and mirrors.
Absolutely. Although, and I got to say, maybe this isn't the best decision, because all the times that Vince McMahon lost control of the WWE to, you know, his son or Triple H or Roman Reigns.
I don't know anything about this. Is this storyline?
Yeah. That's a funny thing. It's like the storylines. I remember as a child, I'd be like reading about the lore, and I'm like, wow, how could this guy lose his company and get it back all the time? And apparently, and some investors wouldn't know the difference either, where people would freak out saying, what do you mean he lost control of a company? I got to dump his stocks, and then people have to say, no, he still owns it legally, he still owns it.
Yeah. So I have some questions now that you've mentioned that this is the case. So Vince McMahon's kind of buff for a guy who's getting close to 70?
He might be in his 70s already. Oh, yeah, and he was able to still go in the ring, and obviously like wrestling is, it's more like showmanship and choreography, but
yeah, sure.
He is still able to put on a good show. There was one time where Raw didn't, Raw had like the worst ratings in its history, and so the multimillionaire CEO of a company decided to go and do a kendo match against, I forget exactly who it was, but
wow.
He goes into the ring himself. So I mean, I have tremendous respect for Mr. McMahon as not just a business person.
I do
person.
Have a high level of respect for the guy, as much as I'm sort of amused by this whole story.
It's a shame we don't. I don't know. Maybe if Daryl is listening, he could call in at 855-453, because Daryl, former host of Free Talk Live, was really into WWE. I'm sure he's getting a kick out of this.
Don't forget that one of our longtime listeners is Kane from the WWE, who likely could comment on this too. If he happens to be listening at the time.
And now I believe he's
a podcast listener on the Digest.
Oh, very cool. Well, hopefully, we'll thank you for listening. If you're listening, he's also the mayor of Knox County, I believe. Correct, Kane?
Yeah.
Oh, very, very cool.
So probably quite busy. Once your lifestyle changes, your listening habits tend to change. So I don't know how he's going right now. No one's got the guts to tell me they don't listen anymore. So I'll cry right in front of him,
We have also, so we'll get to that. Also, Elizabeth Warren endorses Joe Biden for president. Well, at this point, who else is she going to endorse?
Yeah,
Joe Biden has Joe Biden has Bernie Sanders behind him. He finally has his former best buddy, Barry Barack Obama, endorsing him at the very last moment.
Now, it reminds me of that Simpsons scene. I mean, surely you've seen it, right? With the two tentacled, drooling, pointy-toothed aliens running. Revealed.
Kang and Kodos. Yeah.
Yeah. They're revealed. The candidates' masks are pulled off, and suddenly you see that these two clearly malicious-looking aliens that are running for president, and they sort of laugh and chuckle at the notion. What are you going to do? Vote third party? Right? And we are getting closer and closer and closer. At this point, we're now going to be choosing in November between two wealthy old perverts for president. And, you know, like at some point or another, look, I'm not saying that you can't have your favorite among these two, but you have to agree with me that the things that I have said are true.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, where Donald Trump would just brazenly brag about committing adultery and such. And although I got to say, with Trump, at least he earned his money versus Biden, how he went, you know, he goes into politics and then he comes out richer. I think
well,
he was one of the
certainly happens with politicians a great deal. But I mean, Trump was a wealthy man when his father was inherited a great deal of wealth from his father.
Oh, absolutely. But he increased that wealth. He became a billionaire.
Well, I don't know whether he's a billionaire or not, because we don't really get to see the books.
That's a good point. That is a good point. Although I will say he must be somewhat financially okay if he was willing to risk his financial empire by becoming one of the most polarizing hated people in the country, at least from the media, right? 91% negative media coverage.
There are things about Donald Trump that I find interesting and, you know, delightful. As a libertarian, I have the enviable position of being able to sit here and say they both suck, because they do, and I will probably be voting come November should Trump not pardon Snowden, Ulbricht, or help me out,
Assange.
And if he pardons any of them, then I have to, because I've vowed that I would vote for him. But other than that, I will be voting for the Democrat and the Libertarian, and likely that person would be. Is that a Freudian slip?
Well, you know, you've exposed yourself, Mark, and I mean, I will say that it's very I don't know, because most people, right? You know, Trump, other than Assange, Trump doesn't really and never really commented, or probably doesn't even know who Ross Ulbricht is. Snowden, a lot of the right wingers aren't, you know, so much of a fan of him. And also Snowden, I believe he's either living in Russia or Hong Kong at the moment. So
he's
He's in Russia. Okay, so that's gonna, you know, bring in all this hysteria about the Russian collusion once again. But Trump hasn't even pardoned any of his friends. He's pardoned a bunch of financial criminals, but he hasn't pardoned any of, like, his supporters. He hasn't pardoned General Flynn, who's caught up in a Russian collusion witch hunt. He hasn't pardoned Roger Stone, who was his first campaign manager this season.
Yeah, certainly the name is tied very closely with him.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, if he doesn't pardon most people, and it's a little, I think they're still going through some of her trials currently, so it might be a little bit preliminary for him to pardon. But if he doesn't pardon most, there's no way he's even going to. I think the best you could hope for is Assange. But in your promise, would you vote for him if he pardoned one, or does it have to be all three?
No, just one.
Oh, just one. Okay, so if he pardons Assange, then you'll vote for, you at least promise to vote for him?
Right, I do. If he pardons one, then I would do it. And in part, it's just sort of like, you know, I mean, the presidency almost doesn't touch any of our lives. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, try to think about how the president has changed your life. And you can pick any of them. And you can make a point. Now, I can say that it has affected me. Donald Trump went and sort of undid some of the things that Obama had done with Cuba. And he made it so that cruise ships can no longer go to Cuba. And I had a cruise with the good folks from Freedom Fest set up to go to Cuba, because I was interested in seeing the place, and, you know, it would have been nice to go hang out with Mark Skousen and some of these folks that I think are pretty cool. And it ended up getting canceled as a result. So I could have gone on a cruise that went up to, like, Belize and things like that, but instead I just planned a flight to Cuba. So he didn't keep me from going to Cuba, but he kept me from taking a cruise to Cuba.
That's interesting. I wonder why he would ban one and not the other. As a Canadian citizen, I could go to Cuba, and I believe I could even live in Cuba. I'm not going to talk about my escape route in case things get really bad, but
I'm not sure I would count Cuba as an escape route.
Well, you know, with my, I'm not going to joke about that on the public airwaves, but exciting news today. Exciting. Do you have anything in particular you want to have covered, Mark, tonight?
No, I'm good for whatever you saw my show prep.
And So let's just begin here. So we have, I believe they called it the Operation Gridlock. That's what happened in Michigan, and okay. It was organized by the Michigan Conservative Coalition. So I got to say, at least it's good, because usually when people think of protests, you don't think of the right wing. Usually the right, it's like the right
doesn't protest.
Yeah, they're like, all those dirty hippies are protesting. Why don't you go and, you know, wait 4 years and vote? So I think this is a good sign. We're seeing the conservative side protesting. But I don't know. What do you think? Are you worried we're going to get your grandma sick? You know, we're spreading the disease. They're not going to crush the curb. 855-450-FREE. If you want to call in, it's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar-Pei rescue dogs, Jimmy, Coco, another Shar-Pei, one pug who is Joe. I have stuck with the Dinovite for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on really how well my dogs look, what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, yep, they get a regular diet of Dinovite with every meal.
Dinovite is nutrition.
All I have to do is say dog food. It's a pandemonium. They can be half asleep, and they're up and thrilled.
She just looks at all squeaky clean.
You don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
People do ask how they get Dinovite. I tell them, I get my Dinovite from DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
everyone. You're listening to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in the toll-free number at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I'm your host, Vincent. In studio, we're with...
Mark!
And before we get to the phone lines, I want to talk to you about localbitcoin.com.
Is that the royal we when you say we're with and then I respond, Mark? Is that what you people that still have a queen and stuff talk like?
I don't have any monarch. And
she's on the money.
Well, what do you mean by royal we? Like, am I pronouncing it differently?
Oh, the royal we simply means that supposedly people of higher stature will often use we to refer to themselves as though they represent a bunch of people.
Well, no, you see, what I'm doing is I'm trying to have the audience, and you know, I'm collectivizing the audience, right? Because we're all part of this together. We're all part of a show together. So
that might be a really good broadcasting idea.
thank you. You know, I don't have a degree yet, but you know, when one actually, yeah,
a broadcasting degree and $3 will get you a cup of coffee.
Oh no, multimedia degree, even better. So I'm useless in all three fields. But in 1 month minus 2 days, I'll be a month and a week. That's right, because there's commencement, and then a week afterwards, they send this diploma in the mail. You don't get your diploma at the commencement ceremony, which is being postponed to October because of, you know, social distancing and everything.
Well, the kids in 12th, the only ones I've heard about are the kids from 12th grade on down at this point. I haven't considered college students during this whole sort of crisis time we're at. What's it like right now in college, at least where you are?
At Keg San College, yeah. So what's
Kickstand College?
Kickstand College. Oh yeah, appropriate.
Very appropriate name.
Yeah, deserved too. Otherwise known as Keene State by the propagandists and shills. I mean, it's classes are online. Campus is totally closed down,
okay.
So no one could go there. Some services like student services are still available. Counseling center, it's still available. Financial, the financial people. So technically, everything of a college is working. Except what's happening on campus. So some people are still allowed to live on campus, which, whatever. But yeah, so the ceremony, right, the graduation ceremony called commencement has been postponed to October now. I forget exactly when. And so that's really the only major changes. And, you know, online classes and such.
Okay.
So local.bitcoin.com. Now, bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com. And let me tell you, folks, now, if you haven't already, you know, if you haven't already gotten into cryptocurrency, now's the perfect time to do so, because I've seen articles and headlines that we might actually go over some later in the show saying that, you know, is this the end for cash and going cashless is the way
right to
go, because people are terrified of getting little germs on on the dollar bills that, you know, plenty of people touch, and there's like, what is it, like cocaine on like every like 20% of all fiat currency.
This
fiat
could be
American.
Bitcoin Cash's moment, and if it is, it would have been a good idea to have gotten some.
Absolutely, and you still can by going to local.bitcoin.com. And so waiting patiently is Dave from New Hampshire. Welcome. You're on the air. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks. I wanted to tell you a little bit about what I've been doing in my neighborhood now that technically I'm locked into it.
Yes, yeah. What's going on?
Now, it's not really the case in New Hampshire. I mean, you really can get out and do all kinds of things and no one really bothers you, but... I'm not a really good prepper, but I did have a long-standing plan for what to do in the event of a, you know, crisis of some kind. And the first thing was I started a neighborhood newspaper to So that was on March 15th. So we hand-delivered it to, the front, the area next to mailboxes. You can't put it in a mailbox legally, but I just put it in front of the mailbox.
Hey, whoa. You said you hand-delivered it. I'm hoping that your hands are drenched in sanitizer and you were in gloves and your gloves are drenched in sanitizer before giving it. Don't you know you could kill people's grandparents by touching things?
At first, that was how I did it, but I only hand-delivered it once, so people would know it existed, and that was at the before this was much of an issue. So I stopped hand-delivering it, started posting it on the stop signs, the appropriate stop signs, and started a trading post right in front of my home.
A trading post?
Correct. So the problem was that I got sick the next day, like right away, right at the get-go. I got the sore throat, and it stuck with me for weeks, just like yours. And sort of came and went, but mostly came. And then I finally went on antibiotics, and it went away. It may have been strep, I don't know. But at first, not much happened, right? But then people started using it. I couldn't make a full-blown trading post out of it because I couldn't sit there, while I was possibly contagious. So what I did was I just started leaving free stuff at the curb, and people could take it, take things. People did take things, but they never took everything. I would just leave a little bit out there. Then people started donating things, not very many. I'm losing more than I'm gaining right now, but it's a very small loss. And people started waving at me. They started thanking me. They started leaving notes to thank me. It feels like this is working out better than I would have expected, right?
And what's the goal? Like, what do you intend on achieving by having this trading post?
Yeah, I'm a strategy hound, so there's definitely a long-term goal here. The first goal is to establish the location as, in people's minds for if and when stores aren't so available, and then to establish trust and some degree of consistency. And then the next goal will be to establish really proper trade, like a proper trading post, where we have large amounts of items that are being bought and sold, and hopefully people can get ammo, too.
Well, have you worried about the police the police shutting you down? Because I hear about all these news articles about police shutting down kids who just have lemonade stands, and so these are cops shutting down cute little kids as lemonade stands. I don't think they'll think twice about shutting down a grown man's trade stand, especially if you're selling ammunition.
Yes, that's a possibility, and you just have to expect that that's how it could play. And then we go into if civil disobedience becomes an option, I've promised the governor I will violate any order that you can't do this kind of thing. So, I expect that part of this process will be spent by me in a jail cell, and I guess I'll be starting a newspaper there. But this is the time, this is the time to, what's the saying? There's safety in risk in safety.
Very good. Absolutely. Well, good luck. Good luck. And, I'm glad to see that someone finally has a backbone, right? He's finally standing up to all of his hysteria. And he's not just surviving. He's trying to thrive during this pandemic. So thank you for the call, Dave. Up next, we're going to be talking about Operation Gridlock, right? And more people in the flyover country, quote unquote, standing up to the government. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Paycheck Protection Program is set up to loan small businesses money so they're then able to keep their employees on the payroll. Now, this program is set to run out of money by Thursday. Republican Senator from Wyoming, John Barrasso, tells Fox News Nancy Pelosi is blocking more money being added to this program.
Once again, Nancy Pelosi with her liberal wish list is saying, no, we're not going to approve that unless you do all of these other things, spending money on other things that right now are not the focus of the American public. People need their paychecks.
President Trump says he will unveil guidelines for governors on Thursday on how to reopen the country from the coronavirus shutdown. During the White House briefing, the president says data is showing progress in stopping the spread of the respiratory illness. He also said many places across the nation may be past peak of the outbreak. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136. If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live, radio where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in the number at 855-450-FREE, free as in freedom, or 855-450-3733. I'm your host, Vincent, and in studio we have...
Mark.
And before we get to Operation Gridlock, right, which looks like the first of, actually, from what I've heard, first of many protests that at least several more being organized for this weekend, but first of many protests against this medical tyranny quarantine shutdown. But before we get into that, I want to talk to you about AnyPay. Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Well, now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase of those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive a reward. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. And now with what people are saying is either going to be a recession worse than 2008 or maybe even a depression, right? Just a full-fledged 1930s-style depression.
People are saying that, yes.
Having active, you know, the fear-mongers are saying that. Having access to passive income is more important now than ever, especially, you know, especially if you lose your job. So that's, if you want to look into that, that's AnyPay Cash Register app. And so now this article is from Fox News here. Drivers swarm Michigan Capitol to protest coronavirus lockdown measures. So hundreds of
I think that people are getting sick of this. I don't know that necessarily everybody was sick of it day one. It's like, oh, well, yeah, maybe taking 2 weeks off is a good idea, and we'll see where we're at and that kind of thing. It's more than 2 weeks. And, you know, I think Americans are getting a little cabin fever. And the Constitution still says the right to peaceably assemble. And it's going to be interesting, the lawsuits, if there are any.
Oh, yeah, and you have police here, and at least I think maybe it was in, because we also have some news of a protest in North Carolina that police showed up at, where, or at least certain parts of the country, were saying that protesting is not an essential activity. Well, you know,
that's interesting.
I don't think the Constitution has, where, you know, you're allowed, you know, it doesn't guarantee you essential freedoms, right? Or freedom only when it's essential. It guarantees you freedom no matter what.
And that's really an important point to bring up about freedom, is that freedom is almost always a bad idea, right? Like, you know, generally when you look at people who are using their freedoms, whatever those might be, they're generally a bad idea. However, without it, the most important good ideas in the human existence wouldn't have ever occurred. So, you know, the freedom to speak, You never say, well, it's a, you know, somebody who chimes in and says that they like your favorite football team, or somebody who chimes in and says they think that freedom of speech is a good idea, or whatever it is, something that everybody agrees with. You don't need the freedom to say what everybody agrees with. You need the freedom to say something that's absolutely outlandish. And without that freedom, then people will never say what has in fact become what is now the truth. The things that we believe now to be inviolable truths were in fact radical notions hundreds, maybe even thousands of years ago. You know, the idea of one God as opposed to many of them. Well, that was a pretty radical notion in its day, but today, oh, yeah, that's just matter of course.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's a freedom to say that the emperor has no clothes when everyone is afraid to, or at least in the case of the analogy, you know, people were afraid to just because they didn't want to be ostracized or thought of as
stupid.
Well,
the emperor will have your head cut off, too.
Yes, the real emperor, yes. Dubbed Operation Gridlock and organized by the Michigan Conservative Coalition, the protest created bumper-to-bumper traffic throughout downtown Lansing as demonstrators blasted their horns, waved American flags, and hoisted placards deriding Whitmer's, who's the Democratic governor of Michigan,
yep,
orders and demanding that she reopen the state's economy. Oh, no, this isn't good, Mark. They're making people who like freedom look stupid. They're ruining the movement.
No. When you're this successful,
get Fox News to report on front page Fox News.
Yeah, I don't know if I consider Fox News the highest of
number one cable channel in the country.
Agreed, but they're also sort of a conservative one, so they're supporting the conservatives in this case. But whatever, they got a bunch of gridlock traffic. They use the term gridlock. So at this point, I can only go by the story that I've heard, and therefore I'm going to call it gridlock. If you've created gridlock traffic as part of your protest for gridlock traffic, mind you, a couple of years ago, these people would be like, run over the black people that are protesting in the middle of the street. But whatever, you know.
To be fair, it's not like they're, let's continue. I was going to, because there's a difference, because when people are like protesting in the street, I understand, especially as like someone who is learning to drive and there'd be protests, especially like Hanover, New Hampshire, where the pedestrians have a right to cross, which, yeah, means you could just walk in front of a car in the middle of, you know, traffic and not get charged for jaywalking. I'd say this is different. Right? When you're in your vehicle, it's way safer than just like standing in the middle of a highway.
You need to make an impact when you do whatever the protest is. And as I understand it, it's an unpopular Democratic governor. And obviously, Democrats are unpopular with Republicans, and Republicans are unpopular with Democrats. And if it's turned into that kind of thing, then, well, all right, now's the time. And anything that's going to get us to the next stage of whatever this is, because right now the politicians they don't know what to do. Like, I think it's better if we just keep everybody in, but politicians, they don't care, you know.
We're still getting paid.
And the Democrats want, in many cases, not every Democrat, but in many cases, Democrats want the worst economy that they can come up with. Why? So that their particular old pervert gets in office come November, as opposed to the current old pervert. And
you deserve a party of free stuff. And when people don't have jobs, they want free. Well, actually, people want free stuff all the time, but some people have more self-respect than others.
Fear is going to play into the hands of the party that's out, as opposed to the party that's in. So, yeah, I think it's I'm for. I'm interested in what's going to happen.
The lockdown measures are meant to curb the spread of a coronavirus outbreak, but Whitmer has gone further than some other governors, and the backlash in Michigan is among the most heated in the country. So now there's a statement from the president of the Michigan Conservative Coalition, Roseanne Ponkowski. Let's start with the fact that some counties have no or very few COVID cases and yet are totally shut down.
One of these things that's concerning me is that when you're talking about getting these tests, because now everybody wants to do the tests for this, and I want to test too to know if I have COVID-19. However, they're using the terms corona and COVID interchangeably, and you advised me during the break that corona is one of the things that people call a common cold, and not to just believe the average 20-year-old that tells me something. I went and looked that up, and right now I'm saying there's likely someday you'll close encounter with one of these types, and they call rhinovirus, coronavirus, RSV, and parainfluenza the common cold. And so we've been experiencing coronavirus outbreaks my whole life, apparently, and haven't had to shut down the economy as a result. If they test me for coronavirus and I come out for coronavirus, having antibodies for coronavirus, does that mean I have at one point had a cold? Because I can verify that. And like, I just don't know what to trust with these tests. Are they just going to stick a swab up my nose and tell me everything's great?
It's it's what they describe. And Their grievance here is that they're using a one-size-fits-all solution, right? Where in Michigan, they have fewer cases compared to New York, and yet in New York State, and yet they're treating places like Michigan, treating places like New Hampshire and Vermont as if they had as big of an outbreak as New York or California. And now the defenders of this would say, oh, well, yeah, it's just because we gotta stop the spread. Well, no matter what, they're going to take credit for
right? There's no double-blind study here.
Yeah, absolutely not. And so, I don't know, what are your thoughts? Are we being irresponsible or promoting people, getting other people sick? Tell us at 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, I'm your host, Vincent.
And Mark.
And we're with Mark. And just going to finish up here the specific details about Michigan's Operation Gridlock protests, and actually the article talks a little bit more about other things going on in the state, and there's actually two protests going on in Concord this coming week here in New Hampshire, one on Saturday and one on Monday, 4/20, that we'll get into. But first,
the poor stoners, they really got robbed of their 4/20 on 4/20 holiday. That's a shame.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure we're fine staying in.
420 on 420 on 420 holiday. Excuse me.
Hanging. Oh yeah. You're right. Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah, 2020. Although I'm sure that they it's made up for the fact that they've been able just to stay home and get high for the past month. Although I have heard about people running out of weed.
I'll take your word for it.
Because I think they've listed weed stores as being essential, or maybe some places listed cannabis shops being essential compared to liquor stores. But
I remember when people went to jail over that stuff.
That's a good point. So yeah, I guess it's was it the hierarchy of needs now, right? Now it's not illegal anymore, but it's so we can't complain too hard about it.
If you can't buy it at the grocery store, it's not a need.
But first we go to, we have Jason in Arizona who's concerned about the state of the country. Welcome. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes. Okay, all right. Turn your radio off. I'll put you on hold here just because I hear some feedback going on. So I'll just give you a moment to do that. Maybe you have the phone too loud or on speaker. All right, is it working? Hello, what's on your mind?
Hi, this is Jason from the Tri-State.
Yes, welcome. What's on your mind?
Just about every state's got a tri-state area.
Well, I'm Arizona, Nevada, California.
All right.
I spoke with you guys the other day. Said a bad
I'll
word.
Take your word for flushed. It. All right. Well, that happens.
You guys are not on again on the radio. All they're playing is happy tunes from Gunsmoke and the Partridge Family and stuff from like the 50s.
It's interesting. A lot of stations have flipped formats. A lot of talk stations have flipped formats to music here in the recent past. I have no explanation for that because I feel like the movement in general for radio is probably going towards talk because anybody can get whatever song they want on the internet right now. Why would they go to the radio?
It's K-Talks, and everybody that normally would be on is not there. It's just like playground music for children.
I have no idea what's going on with K-Talks.
So is this your concern about the state of the country, that we're playing music instead of talk radio?
No. My chief concern is we're absolutely getting lied to. And like I said before, my wife's a nurse. She's not seeing a whole heck of a lot. My brother's wife is a nurse in California. She's not seeing a whole heck of a lot. What are we actually doing here?
I have no clue, and I've been sort of asking this question for a while now because it seems like a lot of medical professionals are dealing with empty waiting rooms.
Well, you go from 3 to 4 days a week to two. Now, they're not making any money.
Right.
Yeah, I hear most hospitals make money off, like, elective procedures, and now all of those, they put the kibosh on that, and apparently it's, like, only ICUs that are being used. And you just have go ahead.
Not really. There's no PPEs in this town. There's actually in this whole county because we just fly to Vegas. That's supposed to be on lockdown. It's tumultuous at best. But there's other factual things that I've been looking at, and I'm not a conspiracy nut. But like we have asteroids. I'm looking at the asteroids trying to come in. Placate my mind, and they can't give you a definite like when it's going to go by anymore.
Do you have any idea if are you suggesting that there's some relationship that maybe an asteroid's headed on its way and that we're supposed to be distracted so that we don't go bananas over the asteroid or what?
I would venture the guess. Like, for instance, today was supposed to be one. I can't get a time or date. Google locked me out. My phone keeps updating to and Facebook also to where you can't do much of anything. And I live in a good area. I got a good carrier. And then on the 28th, there's supposed to be a larger one coming in. And I'm looking around going, NASA's not putting out no data. Nobody's putting out anything.
When you say coming in, do you mean like flying by the Earth or there's an asteroid that's on collision? What do you mean by coming in?
I think we might have screwed up and maybe perhaps tried to get to it first. And now it's broken up and now they don't have a clue what the hell is going on.
You're talking about the asteroid. When you say get to it, you mean like do something like, what was that movie, Armageddon, where they sent a team to blow it up?
Similar experience, but I mean, that's the thing. Like my wife keeps looking at me going, you're really smart. You know all these things, but I said, I don't have enough information. We're getting more disinformation than we are information.
Oh, I would agree with that much, at least about the coronavirus, that we are getting more disinformation than information because people are so hungry for information, and there's just no information to be had.
No. I mean, yeah, I've been outside before. I know what it looks like. So why am I locked in my house? You know what I mean?
Well, you know what NASA stands for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never a straight answer.
Must be the UFO thing.
It's just thank you for the call here. Hopefully, I'm glad that you're at least one of us is watching the sky to make sure we're safe from an asteroid.
Well, I hadn't even considered the notion.
Well, everyone's losing their mind over, a cold virus, which, I mean, I'll admit, maybe it was weaponized. I mean, like, I'm not as deep into the everyone, calm down, this is nothing, or it's just a flu, bro, camp. I mean, I think that it's possible that this COVID-19 came out of a Chinese bioweapons lab.
That could be the case. At this point, they're claiming it's a coronavirus. They've also, the internet also claims that the cold is probably, one of the viruses that causes the common cold, which doesn't have a scientific name, right, is a coronavirus. So if you say that it is, it's just the flu, bro, well, the flu is a deadly disease, which in 1918 was super deadly. So if this is just a cold, man, that's not inaccurate to say. It is just a cold. It may be a particularly nasty version of a cold, but it's not going to reach the levels of the 1918 influenza virus. So it's fair to compare a virus to a virus.
Well, and I have a lot of friends who are like incredible alarmists about this, but they're also climate change alarmists too. So I'm
sorry, Democrats.
He's a Bernie bro. He hates all of these other people. But I'm starting to notice a pattern here, right? That anytime these people who support Bernie or these with a right, it's like foreign enemies and stuff. Okay, so and now recently with the left, it's been the Russians and such. But I'll just put that caveat with like, and yeah, I hate to break stuff down to the left right paradigm, but this is a system we live in the United States. So you have people on the left, the climate alarmists, the people who worship Greta Thunberg, the people who worship Al Gore, you know, his word as if it's God. I remember in school they would show us his movie or one of his movies where he said, by now in 2020, you know, all the ice caps would be melted. You know, Miami would be absolutely sunk.
The Arctic ice cap there is a pathway through what they call the Northwest Passage that wasn't there before. That's kind of interesting. It's certainly not melted.
No, yeah, absolutely not.
And I do think that any alarmist statements like, by this date, this will happen, will always be fact-checked, so you need to check those statements when you make them.
And if you want to be a really good snake oil salesman, conspiracy theorist, or swindler, and trust me, I've learned from the best, you can't ever give specific details. You just got to say, folks, it's coming, you got to buy my book! And just in case anyone wants to start a cult or something, there's some info. But because that's what it is, a cult. What they do is they have these computer models. That's why they use specific dates, because they have all these computer models, and they treat it as if it's God, or you have a word of God, because it's, you know, from a computer. Oh, computers are like Vulcans. They can never tell a lie. You know, they're all logical. But the same...
That's how we got in this corona mess, by the way.
Exactly. Yes, thank you. I'm glad that's where I was going at, where these computer models that took into account social distancing, even though, according to Trump, the American people they responded to social distancing way better than expected. So that for me, that's scary, that the American sheeple is a Freudian slip there. But yeah, I mean, that people were just so sheepish and complacent that even they dumbfounded even the government at how complacent they could be. These models take into account social distancing, and the rates, at least the last time I checked, like last week, are below the death rates or infections. Or, yeah, I think it's like the death rates are below the projected models, and they say, oh, it's because social distancing worked. Well, no, including social distancing, the rates are lower than expected. So, I mean, it's just one gigantic total scam.
And I don't know how they can include or exclude and all these other things. It just seems like people are playing with numbers and spitting them out. And, you know, whatever. At some point, you're like, this cannot go on. And you can't keep telling people 2 more weeks.
Oh, no, we're saying...
And now 2 more months, and then maybe 2 more years.
Absolutely.
Tell you what, you're going to get lynched if you keep on talking about 2 more years.
Well, one could only hope. The 855-450-FREE, this is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.